This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps,
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media,
is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Yet to come, he's a ranking officer in an army of normal folks. Coach Bill Courtney, Dr. Joel Belkamp with good news. And back in the spotlight, the national treasure that is Dolly Parton. And now, from Times Square, where former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has been spotted panhandling for Krispy Kreme, all while waiting his guest appearance on Hugh Hewitt. Here's that Kevin!
Dave, that actually might really be true. I mean, he's on Hugh's show all the time. All right, here we go. Time for Assignment Desk Weekend. Let's do it. In a top secret move this week, the Department of Justice took steps towards dropping the charges against one Hunter Biden in the now defunct plea bargain case in Delaware. And this on the heels of changing the prosecutor's status to that of special counsel. And this on the heels of a new photo emerging connecting President Biden with one of Hunter Biden's business associates. And this on the heel of a new report claiming that the dime bag of cocaine in the White House came from inside the president's personal orbit. Also overheard at the White House, where's that Georgia indictment already? Speaking of legal fights, MSNBC has continued its nonstop wall-to-wall coverage of the Trump indictments, and this week turned to legal scholar the Reverend Al Sharpton. Well, we know he knows a thing or two about running afoul of the law. Anyway, Sharpton attempted some historical perspective on the charges that Trump is facing regarding January 6th.
One day our children's children will read American history. And can you imagine our reading that James Madison or Thomas Jefferson tried to overthrow the government so they could stay in power? That's what we're looking at. We're looking at American history.
American history, obviously, he knows a great deal about, since Madison and Jefferson and most of the rest of the founders overthrew the most powerful government on the planet at the time to create America. Because the government was taking away lots of just basic rights, like freedom to speak. Speaking of tyranny, it's now considered the status quo, at least according to a judge in Idaho who this week blocked a new law. The new law that would require students to use bathrooms, locker rooms, and showers that aligned with their biological sex. And his reasoning, preserving the status quo is the most fitting approach at the current juncture. Status quo. Because there's not thousands of years of precedent of people identifying with their biological sex. News from down under. A mom has refused to rid her daughter's hair of lice because she's vegan. Look, lady, no one's asking you to eat the lice. They can't force you to tell you, although it might be a good source of protein, but, you know, if you're vegan, you're vegan. But either way, Assignment Desk Weekend does not care. But Assignment Desk Weekend does caution you. Because Assignment Desk Weekend had this story brought to our attention by the bride of the host of Assignment Desk Weekend. And when you have fought lice in the local school level, look, lady, you don't have to eat them. But if you insist on bringing that situation into this school, you will have a fight on your hands that you've never seen before. Just ask any mom. Finally, former Vice President Mike Pence took a swipe at President Biden this week when asked his thoughts on the Hunter Biden special prosecutor. Pence very slyly slipped in, "When I was VP, my son was flying the F-35 defending this country." Then he looked into the camera and said, "Want to see my new campaign commercial?"
Everybody, Mike Pence here. Remember $2 a gallon gas? I do. And then Joe Biden became president of the United States and launched his war on energy. Since that time, gasoline prices are up 60%. Electricity prices are up 25%. Joe Biden's war on energy is causing real hardship for working families, small businesses, and family farms. But we've got a plan to relieve all of that. We just unveiled the Pence Energy Plan that will not only put our country back on a path to energy independence, but by 2040, we will reclaim America's role as the leading producer of energy in the world. Join us in the fight for American energy leadership by going to MikePence2024.com. We can lead the world once again to a more prosperous and a secure future for America with energy independence and American energy leadership.
And that's Assignment Desk Weekend.
Take chemistry?
I did. Fuck. I had lots of chemistry in middle school, though. I ain't gonna lie.
It's like one oxygen with two hydrogens coming out of it. We call it H2O.
Yeah, H2O. And then H2N.
Yeah, do you know, like, what it is?
I ain't gonna lie. Chemistry in middle school, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Take a guess. What is H2O?
Huh?
Guess what it is.
Oxygen?
Yes. How many world wars were there?
Three.
Yes.
Wait.
Do you know what the capital of the USA is?
The USA.
Yes, like the capital of it.
USA?
Yeah, like, do you know the capital of it is?
No.
Take a guess.
That's my answer, USA.
Oh. Yes, you're right. That was a trick question. That's my bad. You know what country Joe Biden was originally from?
No, but I know where he belongs.
Where?
And dead.
All right.
In the grave.
Yeah, if you have to guess where he was born.
I don't give a care. I don't care about him.
Do you know what country was invaded in the Iraq War?
Iraq?
It was invaded?
Russia?
Give me a final guess.
Vietnam?
Yes. If it's 12:15 in Boston, what time is it in New York City?
6 a.m.?
Yes. Can you tell me what time this is?
2:10.
Yes. Can you point to where we are?
Gotcha. We around here, the whole thing.
How many moons does the Earth have?
One.
You sure?
Oh, the Earth.
Yeah, the Earth.
12.
Yes. Nice. What country is the Panama Canal in?
Italy.
Yeah. Do you know who the first president of the USA was?
No, I don't.
Give me your best guess.
I really don't. Is it Abraham Lincoln?
Yes. Do you know what two countries border the U.S.?
What?
What two countries border the U.S.? What's like the country above us and below us?
South America, North America.
Yes. Do you know how long each president serves their term?
6 years, but they can go for 12. Depends, like, if people reelect them.
Yes. Do you know what 77 plus 23 is? Around one number. Give me a number.
I'm trying to think. It's like, I don't know. 121.
Yes. How many sides a pentagon has?
8.
Yes. You know what 77 plus 23 is?
93? No, just 90.
How many stars are on the flag?
47.
Yes.
Hi there, it's your favorite president, 45.
And me, the senator from Delaware.
Fine, be the senator. I'm tired of telling you.
Wait, what?
But we wanted to congratulate two great radio stations on bringing that Kevin show to the heart of Oklahoma.
But I told you I don't really like that Kevin show.
Well, Joe, supposedly you don't like Coke either, but someone left it in the library.
Well, true.
So anyway, thanks to AM 890 KTLR
and 103.7 FM in Oklahoma City.
And just like always, you can always stream that Kevin show on YouTube or Instagram or commercial-free on Rumble. Love that Rumble.
So, are we done yet?
I think so, Mr. Senator. Why?
Oh, well, because Hunter had asked me to say hi to a business associate of his, and I needed to go get my burner phone.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, my next guest has won an Academy Award. He has walked the red carpet. He has held a championship trophy above him, and now he's jumped into the world of podcasting. Exactly why he's done all of that is the mission of the next few minutes here at That Kevin Show. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome Coach Bill Courtney.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
We're glad to have you. So a buddy of mine that works in the podcast industry, which is, you know, ever ballooning all the time. There's like billions and billions of podcasts out there, calls me up 2 weeks ago and says, Kev, you got to talk to this guy. What he's doing by way of this new spoken word audio stuff is really, really powerful. And he sent me a link to a couple of your episodes, and I was really pleased to get them. I remember when the podcast Our American Stories kind of came out, and kind of the grassroots hometown feel it tried to capture in telling some really powerful stuff. I know that they've kind of started largely focusing on historical and other types of figures now. So I was really, really pleased to see an army of normal folks coming along. And Coach, you are the engine that can with this. You've only been doing it a couple of months. Do you like podcasting?
Yeah, I mean, do I like podcasting? As you would know, there's a lot of work that goes in behind getting guests and studying them and trying to be relative. You know, that part, I guess, is more for the producers than me. What I've enjoyed and continue to enjoy is traveling across the country, meeting these fantastic, amazing, normal human beings who are doing incredible things in their corners of the world that we never hear about, because Fox and CNN and the big national news, they're really not incented to continue their power and money by telling stories of just normal people. And so we don't get these stories. And so I'm getting to meet these folks face to face. And that part is phenomenal. And frankly, it's inspiring.
I mean, if you think about where America was as the pioneers rolled across the plains until they eventually reached the West Coast, we were a nation that was built on narrative and tradition and storytelling that I think on some level, the fancier the technology got, the worse we got at it. And I'm kind of excited to see that there are storytellers that are coming back to kind of the essence of what this is. It seems to me the strength of your show is that there are powerful stories in everyday life.
I believe with everything I am that we can be a forward-thinking, evolving society without abandoning the core principles that guided us here in the first place. My book, Against the Grain, is those tenets and fundamentals of character, commitment, integrity, the dignity of hard work, the old school stuff, but exploring them in our new culture and our evolving society, and how they can coexist is interesting, but I think also uplifting. And it can also remind us that, you know, ultimately we're human beings, mm-hmm. and we need to start having conversations about race and creed and politics and school of thought without fear of being canceled or fear of societal preconceived notions saying, oh, you vote this way, so you must be this kind of person. We need to start having these conversations, but do it in a civil, non-threatening way, to recapture what once defined us, which was, I may disagree with what you're saying, but I'll defend with my life your right to say it.
Yeah,
we're getting away from that, and we do that at our own peril. And I have enjoyed the platform that I've been given as a result of Undefeated to have those conversations in my book, to have those conversations in speeches, and now to have a greater conversation about that with an Army of Normal folks.
And I'll just warn you ahead of time, it'll get in your blood and you'll be addicted to it. You won't be able to quit it after a while. We're speaking with Coach Bill Courtney, who just made reference to his book and the movie Undefeated that won the Academy Award in 2012. But Coach, take us back before that. Who is Bill Courtney? Where did you come from and how did you arrive at the reality that these conversations were even something that we needed to have?
I grew up in Memphis. My father left home when I was four. He died this year, and somebody gave me a phone call and let me know. No relationship with him. Mom was married and divorced five times. My fourth daddy shot at me down a hallway. I had to dive out a window to save myself. I never had a front yard. I grew up in apartments. My mom loved me. I love my mom, but, you know, the way I came up was not, let's say, Beaver Cleaver organic at all. And I went off to college, and, you know, the people who, I don't know where I'd be without my coaches. I don't know where I'd been without the people who invested in my life. And when you're a young, strapping 17, 16-year-old, and no man you've ever met has stayed around in your life, you do, despite the outward bravado, you do start to have insecurities and wonder, you know, what is so wrong with me that I'm so valueless that someone doesn't want to invest their time and effort in me? And so I came up with this yearning to prove myself valuable. And I got married to a beautiful woman, had four children that I'm still married to and my family. And I started coaching football because I thought that was my way of giving back, because the very coaches invested in me, I wanted to invest in. And
sure.
So as I built my business and continued to coach football, I happened to start coaching an inner city team. They had won four games in 10 years and they had 19 kids on a varsity football team. They were terrible. And over the course of 7 years, we went from that to a team that was one of the best teams in the state, 18-2 our last 2 years. 75 kids on the team, and in a very impoverished area of North Memphis where an 18-year-old male by his 21st birthday is three times more likely to be dead or incarcerated than he is to have a job or be in college. And along come these goofy guys from Hollywood that said, we want to make a movie about all this. And we think, whatever, you know, I'm from Memphis. I'm not from Hollywood. I'm a football coach and I own a lumber company. Who's going to make a movie about that? We think we might see it. If it ever got made, we might see it on Channel 422 one Wednesday at 2 a.m. And 2 years later, we're walking down the red carpet at the Academy Awards and won. And all of a sudden, this thing that I thought might be 20 seconds of fame kind of catapulted me to be able to have a platform to have the conversations about stuff that matters, just like what I said earlier. And so where I come from, I'm a kid from a broken home in Memphis who didn't have much and was blessed to find my wife and build a family and got lucky and built a really nice business, continue to coach football because that's where my passion was. And through an odd set of extraordinary circumstances, I'm talking to guys like you.
Well, now you are the host of An Army of Normal Folks, the podcast. Friends, go subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts. We're coming right back with Coach Bill Courtney here on That Kevin Show. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A Georgia grand jury is expected to begin hearing the case against former President Trump as early as Monday. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution says former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan confirmed that he is scheduled to testify on Tuesday. At least 80 people have been killed on Maui as search and rescue operations continue in the resort town of Lahaina. The Kremlin claims Russian forces downed 20 Ukrainian drones over its annexed territory in Crimea, The drone strikes follow similar attacks on Moscow. Plenty of cheers in western New York on Saturday as Buffalo Bills defensive back Damar Hamlin returned to the football field. Hamlin, who suffered a cardiac arrest during a Monday night football game earlier in the year, played his first game in the Bills' preseason opener. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
For some inspired listening, the Army of Normal Folks is a podcast I highly recommend. Everyday people making extraordinary differences where they live and in the lives that they are living, but doing so in a way that is significant. And Coach Bill Courtney is the host of that. There's a lot of components to your life, the broken home, the urban inner city, lack of father figures in your life, at least from a family perspective. And yet you somehow figured out to how to stay married, raise your children, and be a mentor to others that go beyond your own familial boundaries. This is a message that's not being taught in a lot of places that are similar to inner city Memphis across the country. What do we have to do?
For many years, I carried my fatherlessness around my shoulders, around my heart. And my wife once looked at me when I was about 35 and said, "You know, you're a jerk every Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Father's Day." And I'm like, "No, I'm not a jerk." She said, "Yeah, you're."
Thanks, dear.
Yeah, thanks, hon. Thanks for helping me with all my trauma. She, And I didn't really recognize it. And she said, you know, I understand it's been tough on you, but you have now four beautiful children who worship the ground you walk on and a wife who will be committed to you to the day you die. Don't you think it's time to quit being a victim by your past circumstances and start being a champion and a hero of what you've been blessed with?
Mm.
And that is just so true. We all have trauma. We all have problems. Normal people have money problems, family problems, difficulties at work, sadness and loss. It's just what normal people suffer. And you can either choose to be a victim of those circumstances or a champion of the tenets and fundamentals that help you overcome them. And it was my wife who kind of looked at me and said, man up. You know, figure it out. Understand that you're no different than everybody else. Your circumstances themselves may be different, but we all have sadness, you know? And so, for me, it was recognizing, my blessings rather than capitulating on the losses and understanding that I'm no different than anybody else. That's where it changed for me.
Well, and I would just like to take that and carbon copy it and export it to every inner city here in New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, Portland. You go across the country and you see the same ravages of fatherlessness. And it's not just on, one fella's life in one household. We've raised a generation of boys that desperately need strong men to show them what strong manhood looks like. And I don't mean by strong manhood overbearing or in any way hostile or abusive. What I'm talking about is inner strength, strength that reveals itself almost more in its restraint than ever in its application. Hmm. And that's what you talk to Larry Elder, who's running for president, and any number of other significant social leaders across the country, and they will tell you the fatherlessness epidemic that we've subjected a particular generation of men to will have enduring effect on our generations to come.
It will. We have to be very cautious, though, as we approach neighborhoods and parts of society that we are not familiar with, to not talk first, but listen first.
Mm-hmm.
We can come off paternalistic if we immediately assume we know about the realities of people that we have not yet listened to. So one of the biggest things is the first thing we got to do is understand. And then once we understand, we seek to serve. But in doing so, we don't allow those we seek to serve to be victims of their circumstances, but do it in a non-paternalistic way, in more of a mentoring and service way. There are neighborhoods all over the United States. Mine has them. Everybody. Memphis has them. Every city has them, where when you drive by and you look down the street, or you drive over and you look down the viaduct and you see the abject poverty and loss and despair, where you think, you know, somebody ought to do something about that one day, as if that sentiment matters. And I submit the sentiment means nothing.
Right.
I suggest we kick that rearview mirror about 15 degrees to the left and look at ourselves and say, maybe I could do something small about that one day.
Coach Bill Courtney, you're a big part of that solution. Thank you for spending some time with us tonight.
Thanks so much for having me.
Friends, you want to get the podcast, go to normalfolks.us, normalfolks.us. It's the easiest way to access everything that Coach Bill Courtney was just talking about, normalfolks.us. Kevin McCullough coming right back from Times Square. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
All right, my next guest is no stranger to my radio audience, but he has not always appeared with me on the video or television side of things. But I'm very excited to welcome back my next guest because he has a bit of good news for an organization that I care very, very much about. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Joel Belkamp. Hello, Joel. What happened this week?
This week, the organization I work for, Christian Solidarity International, got back its UN consultative status as an NGO after 24 years. So 24 years ago, we had consultative status with the United Nations, which meant we could go to meetings, we could deliver remarks at sessions of the Human Rights Council, and in 1999, the governments of Sudan decided that they had had enough of us, and they rallied all their allies in the committee and stripped us of our status.
Well, and so let's go back to what was going on in 1999. So CSI, was the war completed at that point, or was the civil war still ongoing?
The war was in full swing in 1999. That might have been the peak of it, actually.
And Dr. John Eibner and CSI were trying to rally the governments around the world to intervene and to basically draw up a peace plan that would let everybody go home and have kind of their own territory, which ended up happening. But Sudan didn't like the fact that CSI was spearheading these interventions?
Not at all. Not at all. At the time, the government of Sudan still thought that they could win the war by destroying the Christian population of South Sudan, basically. And one of the main ways that they were trying to destroy that population was through slavery. So I know, as your listeners know very well, Kevin, tens of thousands of African Christians were enslaved by the Sudanese government and its allies during these years and taken to the north as, right, as slaves, as war booty, essentially. And what CSI was doing and what we still do today is we use an underground network of traitors to get people out of slavery.
Yeah.
And in the 90s, this was shocking news, this was international news, and it was very embarrassing for the government of Sudan. And I guess their breaking point came when we asked the leader of the South Sudanese people to come to the UN with us to speak to the world on our behalf. And after that, Sudan and its allies rallied together and got CSI expelled from having consultative status at the UN.
Yeah, so let's talk about that term for a second. Consultative status, you said it allowed you to make presentations and to be part of meetings and so forth. What's the most significant reason why you're glad to have it back?
Well, for us, it's a platform to speak for on behalf of the persecuted, right? And that's why we weren't actually that sad when we lost it in 1999, because we had used it for what it was for, as far as we were concerned. We had used that platform to give a voice to the persecuted people of South Sudan, and it got a lot of attention, and it got maybe even more attention when we were kicked out. So that was a success in our books.
Was there any opposition to bringing you back into consultative status within the UN?
Absolutely, yes. So we reapplied to get the status 11 years ago.
Wow.
And in 11 years, the NGO committee at the UN never allowed a vote on our application. But every time they met, they would send us another question about our application, and some of these questions.
So they would ask one question a year of your application?
I'd say three questions a year, because they would meet about three times.
Couldn't that have been taken care of in, like, a phone call?
Yes, but of course that wasn't the point. The point was to make sure that we never actually got a vote on our application, and we just got stuck in this bureaucratic process forever. So what finally happened just yesterday, actually, is that some friendly countries picked our application out of the pile and said, we're not going to break this cycle, and we're going to force the whole Economic and Social Council of the UN to vote on this. And they did, and we won 24-12 with 11 abstentions. So it was fairly close in my understanding. But
well, yeah. I mean, if it's 24-12. Oh, or was that? Does that mean that there were 35 potential yes votes, but 11 abstained, so you only won by 12 votes. Well, you still got 2-1. I mean, that's a pretty good, that's a fair representation of, I think, what you guys are represent to the global community, because as my listeners are very intimately familiar with, because we do talk about CSI and we are advocating for slave liberation, and now that Sound of Freedom and other things in the culture are drawing attention to human trafficking and human slavery again, I hope that we get many, many more slaves freed than what our goal is. But friends, if you're listening to this and saying, yeah, there's no reason why CSI shouldn't be part of the UN, you just got to remember, a lot of the bad countries have lots of representation at the UN. The UN oftentimes comes off as doing more of the work for the bad countries than it does for the good countries. It just, in very general, broad parlance, that's what I would argue sometimes the UN's ultimate outcome has been. It is nice to see that CSI has been reinstated. Joel, let me hone in on Sudan just for a second. I know that at the peak, there were about 185,000 enslaved Christians in the north, and I know that CSI, well before I started working with you, but I know that in the years we've worked together and before, all combined, I think about 135,000, 140,000, something like that, have been liberated.
I do think we're getting close. And I think.
And what's really disturbing is that when all the world community global leaders came together, they were fine on settling the war. They didn't want to touch the slavery issue. They didn't want to liberate the slaves. And I know that the U.S. was part of this, and I know that Dr. Eibner was very, very key in pulling all this together. But it wouldn't have taken that much more effort by the global community to say, okay, Sudan, as part of this settlement, you have to let the slaves go free.
Absolutely, I agree. But we see very often in global politics, today in Ukraine, today in many other places, that the weakest people just don't count for very much when the big powers get together and try to settle their interests.
Well, friends, it's one of the reasons why I am so passionate about CSI. It's one of the reasons why I'm going to continue to advocate from this microphone for the liberation of slaves, because we can't stop until every one of them are out. And that's what the slaves say when they get liberated. They come to the CSI staff and they say, thank you. Thank you to the Christians who gave and got us out. Now, don't stop until they're all released. Joel Veldkamp, International Communications Director for CSI, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Kevin. God bless you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York. Stay here.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin.
Ladies and gentlemen, back in the Music Spotlight stage from her brand new rock and roll album, here is the most beloved woman in America, Dolly Parton.
Liar, liar, the world will buy you what you overdo.
got a sign to carry in the fight.
Marching in the streets with sticks and stones. Don't you ever believe words don't break bones.
Dolly Parton from about 6 months ago from her new, brand new, fully published work that's all rock and roll classics. Kevin McCullough, so thankful to have you with us for That Kevin Show this week, and hope you'll join us again next week, same place and time. We'll see you then.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.